Very
Thank you.
welcome, Elisabeth Aspelin, to the DOCS Film Festival. You're the director of Carla and Nordahl. That's what your film is called.
Yes.
And there's a very interesting detail of your film. Your film shows the relationship between 6-year-old Carla and her older brother Nordahl. And what I think is an interesting detail is that you happen to be the mother of those two children. So my first question would be, does that make filming easier or more complicated?
Well, maybe yes to both, both complicated and easy, because, you know, the access was easy. We were together every day, and I could film whenever I wanted, or I could stop filming whenever they wanted. So we didn't need to book any time or appointment to do the interviews or the filming. So that was much easier. But of course, I very often had to ask myself whether I should film now or not. Should I interrupt the filming? What kind of question could I ask? Yes. So I always have to remind me of what kind of film I wanted to make and how to be a mother. At the same time.
Was that a big question for you before starting to film? Was that something that you thought, I will make a film about my children, well, great. Or was it a long process of decision making? Should I do this? Should I not do it? Because you're taking part of your family life to the public.
Mm. Yes, of course. I have been discussing it both with my husband, who is also a filmmaker, and another group of documentary filmmakers about, and I'm showing also them, you know, footage and ask them if they found it kind of, what can you call it, invading of my children's personal life. And therefore, I kind of found a way to present them. I feel that could be, can you call it, that was not... the word.
Are you looking for respectful, maybe, or something
like
this? Yeah,
kind of in a respectful way. And of course, I had some, sometimes I was filming them when they didn't know they were filmed. And, you know, situations like that could kind of feel disrespectful when you're watching it. So it was always kind of balancing these situations, because I was, you know, I am the mother and also the editor of the film. I could kind of cut out the situation that was kind of feeling, it might feel awkward for those who didn't know us. So it was, you know, I did choose the footage over a period where I was getting remarks from an audience before I was doing the making the film finished.
Okay, so you choose someone like an audience of confidence to watch the film before you show it to the public, to have some answers of them, maybe, for questions that you had inside.
Exactly. You know, answers of how they saw the situations and how they reacted on the situations. And it was very valuable, because they could sometimes also remark a situation that was kind of so normal in our house that I wasn't thinking about it in that same way. But when people outside of our family kind of told me how they reacted on these different situations, I kind of knew how I could balance it in a different way in the editing phase.
For how long was the period that you were filming?
It was from November till April. Mm-hmm. So 4 months or something.
And I can imagine that you shot a lot more material that we see in the film, because like you said, you had your children around anytime and you could turn on the camera. I can imagine that this leads you to shoot a lot of footage. Is that what it was like?
That's right. And I sometimes I just, because I sometimes had to be with the children in front of the camera. So I just have to push rec on the camera and then see what happens in the room with me interfering with what they were doing. Yeah, so there was a lot of footage, and I also tried to record sound in different way. I tried to record it with this little microphone here. What do you call it in English? Yeah, but you know, they didn't want it to have it on them, so they were kind of also adjusting the technique in what they were comfortable with as well. So yeah, it was a process that we were both interacting in.
And you said that you sometimes had to decide whether to be mother or filmmaker in some scenes.
Yeah.
In the film, we get to know you as the filmmaker. Are there scenes that you interrupted that we don't see in the film where you had to be mother, where you felt that you couldn't go further than that limit and now I have to be mother and I will switch off the camera?
Especially the scene when they were arguing in the living room where Carla is screaming very loud. Because that was after school and after kindergarten, and they were tired and they were not stopping arguing. And I was realizing that, you know, we have to end it now. We are all tired, but of course it is valuable to have it in the film because it's, you know, a part of our everyday life. And I guess that's what I heard, that everyone else is also recognizing these kind of moments. And they have seen it, they saw it, both of them, when, you know, the scenes where they were arguing. And I think that, or special Carla, she kind of, yeah, that's how I feel, this is how it can be. So I felt that it was okay to show it to everyone else as well. But also I was watching a couple of films made of other documentarists, a film called Brothers, made of a Norwegian documentary director called Aslaug Holm. And she has been filming her children for many, many years, from they were very small to 18 years old. And I was watching that film and I saw also how she was kind of, how she adjusted the situation when they were arguing and stuff. And I also felt that I was, as a viewer, I felt safe that, you know, the kids were all right. The family was okay, even though there were some arguments. So I also feel safe that it's okay to just observe as well. You don't need to interfere all the time.
Yeah, of course. Not everything is harmonic in a family. and you can see that as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was wondering, because you have a lot of scenes taking place in the bathroom, is that an special a place for your family to speak?
Yeah, it is, especially for Carla. You know, it just became that place where we could have talks, me and Carla especially. I think maybe, you know, the room is quite small. You have the mirror so she could kind of see herself in the situation. And, you know, being in the bathroom but not doing anything else, just talking. It was a very good place to be for us and to just have many chats about everything, really.
Yeah.
So it became the place where we did a lot of recording, actually.
And do you have the feeling that making the film, it got you to talk about things with your daughter that you wouldn't have talked about without the film?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. You know, we kind of started to talk about her being the little sister of a Nordahl with the recording. Or just sound recording, really. That's how we started to reflect of our family situation. And I realized that she kind of, you know, she liked to talk when I recorded it. And I liked also to kind of focus, you know, you get more focused on the topic when you know that you are also recording it. So it started like that. And then I had to remind her sometimes about what she had said about different things, so she could listen to what she had said, and then she kind of continued to reflect about the topic. So with her awareness verbally started when we started to record this film.
And were you surprised by some of the of what she said? I am thinking about the scene where she's talking about that she had to take care for Nodal when, in the case that you would die one day. Was that moment where you were really surprised of your own daughter?
Yes, definitely. First of all, we haven't talked about that before, that situation. So I was surprised by, I think maybe she picked up different things that I didn't knew that she could pick up, because it was maybe too big question for her. But obviously not, because I've been discussing this with my husband sometimes, just like, you know, it's good to be prepared of what's coming and what kind of help you might need in the future and stuff like that. So we have been discussing it before, but not directly with Carla. But she picked it up and she wanted to bring it to the scene herself. So that was very fascinating, really. And I hope I felt safe when she was talking about it, that she kind of, you know, she could live with it, sort of. This is, she kind of accepts it when we talk about it at that time. I felt it was a good thing for her to put words on, if you understand.
What about the communication with the father, your husband, of the two? Was he very involved in your filmmaking, or he's not there in the scenes? We don't see him in the film. Was there a lot of discussions between the two of you? What you should film, what you should not show, or was it just that he said, well, go ahead and you'll do it right?
Yes, well, we had a couple of years ago, we made together several films about families with special needs and epilepsy especially. And he was directing it, these films. So he had, of course, much experience from making films about this topic. So in that way, we were kind of discussing what kind of film that was needed to be made, or why this film should be made, really. That was the big discussion. Why? What do we want to tell people about? So, but I was directing and deciding when to film during the time we recorded. And he was not there because I felt that this should be a film about the children only. But of course, as the mother and also behind the camera, I need to be a bit in the film as well, I felt. And also he kind of, since we already made all these films about children with special needs and their family, we knew that it is okay to show these kids and their families to other people, that it was kind of a positive thing for the audience. So with that experience, we together knew that we could show the world, or those who wanted to see it, our children as well.
And did you think about filming Nodal in his school, maybe, or in places that are not your home, and talk a little bit more about that? Or maybe you filmed it and we don't see it because in the editing process you didn't choose it?
Yeah. Well, I did not film that much outside our house because, first of all, I felt that I didn't have the time, really, or the film was long enough. I didn't need to go step outside of our house, because that might be more like then I'm involving other people, other situations, and making their world bigger. Of course, it is bigger than just being at home, but this film was about those two, really, and their relationship in their home and not the rest of their world. So after filming for a while and watching and seeing the footage and realizing what kind of film this could be, I decided that we're just going to stay in our universe, our house, with very few people. I felt that you came closer to their life in that way for this film. But of course, there's many situations outside our house that is also very interesting to film, but I feel that's another film.
And talking about the epilepsy, did you feel in some moment the need to explain more about the illness, or did you decide that it should be seen through the eyes of a 6-year-old, and what Carla tells with that, we have enough.
Exactly. I think as long as Carla, she explained it, how she sees his epilepsy. And of course, there's a lot more about his epilepsy that we have to deal with every day, but she's just a child, and she's not, obviously not that involved in the complexity of his epilepsy. But of course, I could probably explain it a little bit more detailed, maybe to kind of tell how it is for Nora to have epilepsy. But I think just it was because she's 6 years old. That's what she wanted to tell about his epilepsy, really. Now, some years later, she might have more facts about how his epilepsy is, and also himself can explain a bit more about how it is to have epilepsy. So it would be kind of interesting to try to make the same film today. It would be some details that would be very different.
How many years have passed now?
Oh, 2 years.
And are there great differences in her life, in their relationship?
Yeah, he's still Carla's biggest fan. He wants to be with her all the time and wants her attention all the time. And she's more independent and she only wants to be with her friends at the moment. Yeah, it's a bit out of balance in that way, but I know that she really appreciates him, and she felt sometimes she wants to help us to kind of make him eat dinner, and so the dynamic is always changing in our house. We just have to kind of see what happens, really. And she's got also a bit of attention about this film because it's been shown at her school, and it's also at the Norwegian broadcaster television. So there are many kids that's been seeing them, and I think she's got a lot of positive comments from other kids. So she kind of feels a bit more, you know, it's okay to be, to have all these different feelings about her situation. So she's not afraid of telling everyone how she feels and how it is today and how it is was yesterday and how it might be tomorrow. She's very aware of her situation.
Mm-hmm. So the film helped her to live the situation more easily with her classmates, maybe, or with people that she got to know?
Yeah, I think so. At the moment, it is like that, yes. Absolutely. And the kids, or I could just talk about the kids that's living in our neighborhood. They're more aware of Nordahl, and they mm-hmm. found, they're very curious about him and wants to come and play with him and get to know him. So as a mother, I found that very valuable. I think it probably will be very different from country to country how the rest of the community will behave, or what's accepted or not accepted. But I think that in Norway, for instance, or where we live, we have a special school just for kids with special needs, and for Nordahl, that offer us, that was a very good option because he gets all everything he needs in that school. But of course, it would also be great to have him in a school with all other kind of kids, so you know, you can mix. But it depends on the child, really.
With this film, you started to be a film director. Before that, you have edited films, and now is the first time that you made all by yourself, the camera, the editing, the directing, the sound, that was all up to you.
Yeah.
Was that the reason that you chose to direct this film? Because you had a need to talk about your feelings, about your day-to-day life, about your experiences, really, in your family?
Yeah, Of course, for me, it was a great opportunity to tell the world about our situation, because I know for sure that many people might think like, oh, no one wants a child that is sick, and try to avoid that. And I was kind of wanted to kind of own my story, own our story in a good way by showing the world our story. Yeah, I think I like that method as well when I'm watching other people's story, whatever it is about. I want to kind of experience it by watching it, because you can have so many opinions by just reading or listening, but by watching it, you kind of, you get the face and you get situations, and it's probably more, it's easier to kind of read the family when you're watching them. Now that's what I'm thinking, or listening to them, of course, but by you getting to know them more by listening or watching them.
Yeah, that's a great gift that you give us with the insight in your family. And now the big question, what can come next? If you have made a film about your own children, what can be next, because you don't have any more children?
Well, I'm not stopping making film about my own family. By this, I have, at the moment, I'm doing a project on my grandmother, actually. And she tells how it is to be a senior, and her social life, and her life without her husband, who died some years ago. So that's in the making, because I found that very interesting. What about your life, grandmother? How is it really? So we've been together a lot. But of course, I would love to make films about other people, other situations, other families. But my method so far is to be around a lot and be very close. So it's also depending on the people, if they would like to have me there a lot or not. But I do, because that's probably because I've been editing for a while, and I know that I'm not saying that you should just push the record and button and film, but you can do so many choices in the post-production. So by just spending some time before you edit, and by filming, you can get very close to the topic or the people you want to make a film about. I'm going to continue to try to do that for other topics as well.
Thank you very much, Elisabeth, for your film, for the gift that you gave us with the insight in your family, and for the conversation that we could have about your film today.
Thank you very much.